Today we have the feast day of St. Thomas a Becket, perhaps the most famous martyr in all of England. He was born in London in the year 1118 into a very wealthy English family, and he went off to study in Paris. He was a brilliant student, and when he came back to England, he was chosen by the Archbishop of Canterbury to work for him. And at this time in Thomas's life, he was an incredible individual. He had a magnetic personality. He was tall, handsome, intelligent, a hard worker. And so pretty soon he came to the attention of England's king, King Henry II. And he excelled in his practice of being a legal clerk. And eventually, the king chose him to be the Chancellor of all of England, a very powerful and prestigious position. And Thomas spent all his money on new clothing and entertainment, hunting, and having a good time. And he and the king became very close friends. The problem, though, was that Henry II was very ambitious to control everything in his kingdom, including the church. And he wanted to put heavier taxes upon the church. He wanted to take away some of the authority and powers of the church. And when the Archbishop of Canterbury died, Henry is the one who had to choose the new archbishop. In those days, the king of the country would select the bishop, and they would send the name to the pope, and normally the pope would approve of whoever the king chose. And so the king decided to pick his close friend, Thomas, this worldly, ambitious young man. And Thomas was always a good Catholic. He was always a moral person, but he was not a very spiritual person. And the fact that he was such good friends with the king thought that he would then be able to control his new Archbishop of Canterbury, which, of course, was a very important see in England. However, when Thomas was asked to become the Archbishop of Canterbury, he said he did not want to do it, and he told the king, "If you make me the Archbishop, you will regret it." But Henry got his way, and so Thomas was ordained a priest and then ordained a bishop. And immediately upon being ordained a bishop, he was transformed. And he began to live a very holy and austere life. He sold his mansion and went to live in a monastery. He sold his rich clothing and his furniture and distributed the money to the poor. And he committed himself to following the Pope and being completely loyal to the Pope at any cost. And people were amazed to see the transformation that took place in the life of St. Thomas a Becket. Well, Henry began to try to tax the church and take away the church's power, and now Thomas a Becket, the Archbishop of Canterbury, was standing up against the king. And because of this, the king was embittered. He turned against Thomas, threatened death and imprisonment. So Thomas had to leave the country and went into exile in France for about 6 years, where he lived in a Cistercian monastery. But then Thomas felt that it was his duty to return to Canterbury. And on one night the king was so upset with Thomas that he blurted out loud, "Who will rid me of this troublesome priest?" And four of the king's knights overheard this and felt they could get into good graces if they went and killed Thomas a Becket. Thomas at this point was in the cathedral praying vespers, and the monks told him to lock the doors because they knew his life was in danger. And Thomas said, "No, do not bolt the doors." At this point, the four knights entered the cathedral and they cruelly and savagely murdered St. Thomas in the cathedral in front of the beautiful altar of the Blessed Mother. Thomas's last words were, "I accept death in the name of Christ and for the Church." Well, the news of this martyrdom in the cathedral shocked Europe and all of England, and Henry repented of the part that he played in the killing of Thomas a Becket. He even did public penance in the cathedral to show his sorrow for the martyrdom of St. Thomas. This occurred in the year 1170. In just 3 years, Thomas was canonized by the church, and his cathedral in Canterbury became a place of pilgrimage. And for the next 400 years, many tens of thousands of people prayed at the tomb of Thomas a Becket. You might remember, though, Henry VIII, at the time of the Protestant revolt, he dug up and desecrated the grave of St. Thomas a Becket and scattered his remains. There is a powerful movie that I'd recommend that you have a chance, if you have a chance to see it, called Becket, which tells the story of this powerful saint. Also, T.S. Eliot wrote a drama called Murder in the Cathedral, so I'd recommend that, this as well. So today we have the saint who was transformed by the grace of God from a very worldly person into one of the greatest saints that England has ever had.